Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! Praise your name, O Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. One of those old gospel medleys. And I tell you, when you hear those songs, it brings back a lot of memories. Not only bring about back a lot of memories, but you can feel the very presence of God. Well, let me greet you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I want to welcome you to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And I want to thank you that have been listening to us around the world. And we appreciate every last one of you. Well, let's start this morning show by quoting this scripture here. Psalms 100. It tells us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord, he is good, for his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generation. I pray that the day will be one of the blessed days, and regardless of what's going on in your life, remember the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is with you as he was with Moses. Be with you.
And smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to. 'Cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And seems to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up. I'm ready to fly. And
day, and whatever you do, make sure that you let that day, which is the day, Saturday, be one of your beautiful days, and don't let nobody hinder you or nobody discourage you and make sure you control your atmosphere. What does that mean? Make sure you only taking in that which is positive. Be around people that are not a gossipers and people that just talk, but be around things that are of a good report, those things that is that would edify you. Today is a beautiful day, and I want to again thank you for listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Now, let me give you this number that if you're ever in prayer, and you can always call this number. The telephone number is 803-766-0335. That's 803-766-0335. You can always call the prayer line. We are here to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. Is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing that He can fix your problem and your situation. Sometimes you have to call somebody to come in agreement with you. Well, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open. That telephone number again is 803-766-0335. Right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan radio show, I hope you again control your atmosphere. Whatever you do today, make sure you keep a beautiful day. And how you keep a beautiful day is be around positive people, positive talking, look at things that are positive, and throw all the other stuff out the window. Yeah, right?
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
tell you, ever since I accepted Jesus Christ, I can tell you that he never failed me yet. I done wrong.
I done wrong.
How many of y'all done wrong in your life? When I knew
to do right,
the things I done,
it wasn't pleasing.
How many of y'all know you disappointed the Lord sometimes? But that's all right. Did he keep you in a way? Did he bless you in a way? I need somebody to talk to me. How many of y'all know he cared for me? Just like me.
I didn't deserve it.
How many
of
y'all?
No, didn't deserve it.
I want to ask y'all something
here. I didn't deserve it.
Will y'all tell me the truth?
I didn't deserve it.
I said, will y'all tell me the truth?
I didn't deserve it.
Can I ask y'all something?
No, didn't
raise your hand. Anybody here ever been lied on?
I didn't deserve it. Lord, I didn't deserve it.
Now I want y'all to show up.
I didn't deserve.
Throw up both hands when I ask you this question. Throw them up fast and say, how many of y'all ever lied on somebody?
I didn't deserve. I didn't deserve. I didn't deserve.
But let me ask you, did he bless you anyway? I don't even deserve. Lord have mercy. The air that I'm breathing right now, I need a touch in here. I don't even deserve. To be singing before you right now. I don't even deserve.
I didn't deserve it.
To be up here standing on my own two legs.
Because
sometimes I walked in places. He didn't want me to go. But let me tell you something. I can still shout for Jesus.
I didn't deserve it.
I can still shout for Jesus.
I didn't deserve it.
Can I get a witness to help?
Oh
no. How many of y'all glad about that? Be here right now.
I didn't deserve.
Some of y'all been in some accidents.
I didn't deserve.
And a lot of folks didn't live to talk about it, but you in this church right now. Let me tell you, it's not because you've been so good. It's not because you've been so kind, but God's grace and mercy got you here right now.
He cares.
Help on!
Help on, bless me.
Everybody wave your hand. Me.
Me.
Tell them thank you.
Me.
Come on, give God a great big hand in here. Hey. Let me tell you something. Come on, put your hand right there.
On my way home.
Yes, he will fix it for you. And you know, sometimes in what you go through, sometimes we know God can fix it, but sometimes we don't act like God can fix it. But remember these words, that when you're going through and you don't know what to do, remember God promised you in the scripture. See, when God make a promise, he always deliver on his promise. And he promised you in the scripture that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. That when you're going through and you don't know how you're going to come out, God says, I will deliver you out of every. Jesus. You know why? Because he's the only one that can, that is well qualified to fix your problem and situation. As I said earlier, is anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. God is able to do all things, and he is well qualified to fix your problem. And I want to thank God, because I know God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ever ask or think. Whatever you do, don't give up. Keep holding on and keep trusting God, regardless of how things look. Regardless of what's going on, amen, hold on and don't let go.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to help us tonight none other than Mr. Fred Simmons. Come on, please.
Word radio station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Yes, he is a miracle worker. Well, let me just go into my inspirational message. In times like these, the song says, we need a savior. In times like these. Sometimes in life, there come times that you may go through something that you may not understand why you're going through what you're going through. But the Bible clearly tells us that we will be going through some problems and situations. So the Bible says, they that live godly must suffer persecution. So you're going to go through some kind of persecution. You're going to go through some kind of heartaches. You're going to go through some kind of difficulties. And sometimes you're going to have hard times. But even in the difficulties and hard times and your suffering, God gives us a promise in the Word of God. It's that when we're going through and we don't know who to turn to, the Bible says, if you come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God promised that when your difficulties, your persecution, your suffering, your hardships, when it gets too heavy, he tells you, come to him. And the reason why he tells you to come to him, because he knows that you are not made to carry your own burden. Because God is a present help. Whatever you're going through now, whatever the suffering, whatever the difficulties, whatever the hardship, whatever the persecution, whatever seem to be going on in your life this morning. And sometimes in life, the process is very painful and hard. But don't forget that when God is silent, he's doing something for you. Sometimes it does seem that way when all the problems of life begin to come down on you, the process seems very painful and hard. But you get to remember that in your pain and your suffering, in your hardship, in your circumstances, you get to remember that when God is silent, that means he's doing something without you even knowing it. You get to remember that. I know it's hard to remember when you're going through something, but you need to remember, because your present situation is not your final destination. You know why? Because the best is yet to come. Whatever you do, keep holding on. Keep having faith, and have in God's ability that God is going to fix it for you. There are come times in your life when your back is just going to seem like it's against the wall. But I like what 1 Peter 5:10-11 says. It says, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who have called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself perfect, confirm, and strengthen, and establish you. That tells me that even though the situation seems bad, the pressure of what you're going on seems bad, the good thing about it is, and all the pressure and all the suffering, all the hardships, all the problems that you're going through, God has a way to strengthen you. God has a way to establish you. And regardless of what things and how things look, you get to have a decision. You get to make a decision. And that decision is, I'm going to trust God regardless of how things look. As we often say, and we just said it maybe two times, but it's good to repeat it again, that in what you go through in life, remember that there ain't nothing that you're going through that God can't bring you out of, because there is nothing too hard for our God to do. Your financial problem seem hard to you. Your suffering seem like it's never going to end. You know, your persecution might seem like it's, you know, it's just bringing you down. But remember Psalm 46 and 1 that tells us God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. He is your refuge, a place of safety, one that can run. Place of safety, he causes you to have strength in what you're going through now. And Psalms 9 and 9 tells me the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. In Psalms 27 and 1, the Bible says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength. Of who shall I be afraid? In other words, God says to you, whatever you do, I know your problems might seem hard and fear might be gripping your heart because it doesn't seem like nothing is happening. And that God knows your pain. The Bible says in Psalms 56 and 8, he keep record of all your sorrows. He keep record of all the pain and the difficulties and things that you feel like you just can't go on. The reason why he keeps tracks of it, to let you know, in Psalms 34:19, it says, the righteous person will have many troubles, but the Lord will deliver him from them all. Oh, I love that one. You're going to have a lot of problems, the Bible says, but he's going to deliver you. He's going to bring you out of every one of them. So my encouraging word to you is to remain confident of this. And God says, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. That's what you need to do. You need to wait on him. Remain confident in what he says in his word. See, one thing about God, he never tells you something just to tell you. He don't just say it just to be saying it. He's saying it to you because he's telling you that he's going to do what he says. He always deliver on his promises. And my encouraging word this morning that you take with you on this beautiful day, remember, God is going to give you rest from all the things that causes you to be tired. He will grant you peace of mind, body, and soul. God is going to come through for you. Just remember Numbers 23:19 that tells us that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent, for have he said it, will he not do it. God says, if I ever tell you something, you can take it to the bank because I will do what I say I'm going to do. This is an encouraged word for you, and I hope that the little that we said has been a blessing to you.
Since Jesus came into my life, he brought out the best in me. Since Jesus came, to my life, he set my soul free, saved my soul, and he made me whole, and he gave me victory. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Legon.
Since Jesus came,
Pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
that's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He is the one that can fix anything. All you need to do is call on him. Oh, how precious is the name of Jesus. Right here on this Saturday at 9:03 in the morning, it's a blessing to know that we can call on him. What the Bible says, if you call on Jesus, call upon me, and I will answer. You know, the good thing about it is his line is never busy. You ever needed something from somebody and or some people you try to call, and then you try to call them and their phone is busy or they never answer the phone, and you get frustrated because you really need to talk to them, you need to see them? Well, his line is never busy. You don't have to get frustrated because he hears you. Just remember, you can call on him anytime and he'll answer. But remember this, if you want God to move when you answer, if you want him to answer your prayer for you, you got to have faith. According to Hebrews 11:6, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Faith always produces his harvest. So when you pray, you want God to move, you want God to do what you're asking him to do, you got to have faith in him and his ability. Oh, how precious is the name of Jesus.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. So here's my heart, here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. 'Cause I tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it. So tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you, Lord. I can't live without you. And Lord, I'm desperate tonight. I can't live without you. And I can't move without you, no. Oh, but I can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no need without you. Oh, so bad. What can I do? 'Cause I can't live. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing it out. You say, tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, oh, I can't live. Come on, sing it out and say, whoa, oh, 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 oh. Lord, we're crying out from our hearts, 'cause we need you today. Oh,
yes, I can't live without him. Well, don't forget now, if you desire prayer, you can always call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. The telephone number is 803-766-0335. That's 803-766-0335. Also, if you have a testimony and you want to give your testimony while we're on our show Monday through Friday, you can always call 516-666-9901, and we'll put you live on the air so everybody can hear your testimony. Again, the telephone number is 516-666-9901. Also, don't forget to join me on our other radio station, Old School 1029. Of course, you can hear us every first and third Sunday at 1:30, and then fifth Sunday at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. You can go to cborangeburg.com. That's cborangeburg.com. Click on Old School 1029 at 1:30, and you will hear yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on his other radio station on where we minister the Word of God on that one. Again, that's every first and third Sunday. 1:30, fifth Sunday at 7:30 in the morning. You can go to cborangeburg.com, because you can hear us around the world. cborangeburg.com, click on Old School 1029, and then you will get us live. Also, if you're ever in the area of Orangeburg, South Carolina, I'd like to invite you out to Deliverance Transformational Church, which is located at 1111 Russell Street. That's 1111 Russell Street, Orangeburg, South Carolina, downtown. That's at Sunday morning at 10:45, Thursday at 6:30. Again, it's 1111 Russell Street on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street. Well, my time is almost here up. Before we leave, we're going to dedicate a few more songs, and then we'll see you on next week. Yes, I won't let you fall if you lean on me. Well, my time is up here, and I hope that what we have said today and the music what we played has been a blessing to you. Until Monday, remember these words, that Master Jesus loves you, and so do we. Keep a good smile on your face, and remember today is a beautiful day, and don't let nobody, nothing come into your atmosphere to change that beautiful day. May God bless you, and I leave you with this last song, and it says, let the church say amen. God bless.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church, what the devil?